Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Ireland's first pet blood dialysis machine is currently being set up, but now the vets behind the project are looking for dogs and cats to donate blood. Joining me now is Laura Cuddy, Director of Veterinary Specialists Ireland, which is based in Meath. Laura, how are you today?
Good afternoon, Tom. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you very much for joining me. And this, I have to say, is a thing I've never heard of before in the world of pets and dogs. Dogs and cats can have dialysis.
They can indeed. And so veterinary care has changed a lot for pets in particular in the last few years in Ireland. And so previous to now, dialysis, most people would be aware of a person they know who've had dialysis or is undergoing dialysis. But before now, dialysis was not available for pets in Ireland, primarily due to lack of skilled people to run dialysis and investment in equipment. We have just brought over a specialist from the United States who's experienced in dialysis in pets, and she's going to be spearheading our dialysis program, which we'll be offering to pets in Ireland.
So now this, it is different, isn't it, to human dialysis, insofar as with humans it can often be a prelude to possibly a kidney replacement. But that's not the case with this, isn't it?
That's right. So in the US, some kidney transplants are performed in pets, but that's not allowed in Europe. And so for us, the goal of dialysis is not to get a pet to the point of a kidney transplant. Our goal is to see in the acute phase of an injury to the kidney, can we make the kidney healthy enough over the course of a couple of weeks of dialysis so that it can kick back in and take back over the body's functions? So our long-term goal is not to get to transplant. Our long-term goal is to try and make the kidney healthy enough that it can sustain the body on an ongoing basis.
I'm intrigued around the fact that it's not allowed elsewhere. Why is that?
Yeah, well, it's ethical considerations. So I trained in the United States, and so there we were performing kidney transplants in cats. However, there's a European viewpoint that a cat could not consent to donating a kidney. And so in Europe, kidney transplants aren't allowed.
Okay, fair enough. And is it a very similar process if an animal is put on dialysis as with a human?
Exactly. So essentially, a pet would undergo a lot of evaluation to determine if they're a candidate for dialysis. This may be a pet, for example, who's ingested a toxin like ibuprofen, which has damaged their kidneys, or raisins. That's another very common toxin that can damage the kidneys, or even lilies in cats. A lot of people aren't aware that Easter lilies can be quite toxic to cats. And so these can damage the kidneys. And as soon as we see many of these intoxications, we can get them in and provide dialysis to, one, remove the toxins, but to also support the kidneys while we're trying to get them healthy enough to take back over again.
Right, I have to wonder, would that be a very expensive process?
Well, this is a great question. So it's a huge investment from a pet owner's point of view, from time and also financially. And so there's a big investment in the skilled people to run the unit. There's a big investment in equipment, but equally we don't have state support. So these are all privately funded patients, essentially with private healthcare. And so our viewpoint is we want to offer this for what it costs us to run. So yes, you could be looking at several thousand euro for a couple of rounds of dialysis, but equally these are treatments that otherwise these pets would not have survived if they didn't get dialysis. So we're trying to offer this as the only dialysis service that we can still make it attainable for pet owners.
Right. Would that be covered by pet insurance? Because it sounds like a huge cost.
It is. So parts of it, pet insurance in Ireland has some limits on how much it'll cover. So certainly parts of it will be covered by pet insurance, and then some pet owners may be out of pocket for any additional fees on top of that.
Okay. So why do you need blood donations?
So blood is always really important for every vet clinic in the country. Most vet clinics would have blood donors on standby who donate when we have patients in need, whether that's a patient who has had an injury and lost a lot of blood, or has a cancer and needs a blood transfusion. When we come to dialysis, when we do dialysis, we'll actually need to replace some of the animal's blood with blood products, whether that's plasma or other blood products. So that means our dialysis service increases the requirements on the blood capacity we have. Now, traditionally, Irish owners have been amazing. They're very philanthropic about getting their pets involved in blood donation once they understand it exists. I think we're a really charitable nation. We understand for the greater good that it's a really, really helpful thing to do. So what we're trying to do is raise awareness that blood donation exists in pets, and it's a really, really great thing for dogs and cats to be able to do to help other really, really sick patients.
What's the process like if a dog or a cat is giving blood? How does that work?
So traditionally what will happen first is we'd screen them to make sure they're going to be a good donor. So for a dog, usually they have to be over 25 kilos, so kind of a medium to large size dog, 1 to 7 years of age. They have to have no other diseases and otherwise be well. They have to be up to date in their vaccines and worming treatments, and we often help with that. And then traditionally they are not on any medications. Then what happens is an owner will contact us and say, I think I have a good donor. They will come for a visit with our donation team and they'll screen them. They'll do some blood work to make sure they're healthy, and that's free of charge. And then they'll just make sure that the pet would be comfortable with the donation, because the process is not for every pet. So for example, some breeds are very amenable to donation, like a golden retriever, for example, they're very relaxed. Other breeds, it may not suit them. So we do a trial to see how they behave in the clinic and if they're comfortable and if they're okay with the whole process. Then if they pass the trial and they're happy, we put a little bit of local anaesthetic on their neck. And we take the unit of blood over a couple of minutes, and then they have a little wrap put in their neck. They get some treats. And so usually they're quite happy with that. Their owner can stay with them for the donation also. And then they get some, either a bag of food or toys or what we can give them to compensate them for being a very charitable person and pet.
Very good. And do dogs have different blood types, or how does that work?
They do. So dogs actually have a multitude of different blood types, but there's only one really that matters. So when we talk about dog blood types, we say they're either positive or negative. So there are some dogs that are universal donors, and that's breed related too. So for example, greyhounds tend to be what we call negative, meaning they're a universal donor. So they're actually excellent donors, would be greyhounds. Then we have other breeds that are more positive, and so we have to match those to positive recipients as well. So we do type them when they come in, and then we cross match them just like we would in people. The blood is matched to make sure they're not going to have a reaction to the blood.
And I have a question I have to ask you. Can you donate blood from a pet dog to a cat?
Very good question. In an emergent situation, you actually can give dog blood to a cat. Now, we prefer to instead find a match for the cat that is a cat. But in some circumstances, for example, really, really rare blood types, we can't find a match. And in those circumstances, we may consider giving dog blood to a cat. You can do it once, but we really try hard not to. We try to find a match for that cat. But some cats have extremely rare blood types, which make it impossible to match them.
Right. The intention with this, it's not a long-term thing. Sure it isn't.
Well, dialysis can be, but it becomes a bit onerous, number one, for the patient to have to come in, say, 3 times a week for the rest of their lives for dialysis. And also financially, and also a big burden on a family to manage a patient like that. So it can be done long term, but that's really the rare situation. It's much more common that we would do this for a couple of weeks and then see if we can get the patient healthy enough to come off dialysis.
Right. If people want to give, if they want to get their pets involved, is there a place they can go to or a website they can get in touch with?
Absolutely. They can visit our website, which is www.vetspecialists.ie, or they can email us at info@vetspecialists.ie, and our blood donor team will get in touch with them, or they can call us on 046 955 7551.
The care of our pets is becoming increasingly more specialist, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's completely changed. So I trained in the United States about 15 years ago. And there it's kind of like now what it is like in Ireland. And so we're bringing things like dialysis, hip replacements, knee replacements, all of these things that people can access, we are now offering in Ireland, which means we're able to provide much better quality, longer lives than we ever have been able to do before.
Do you ever get any kickback from people who would say it's a pet, it's an animal, that amount of care, that amount of expense can't be justified?
Yeah, but I think people underestimate how much pets mean, especially to Irish people. There's been a big change in attitude over the last few years. And so pets are members of the family now, and people treat them as such. And they know, yes, they have a limited lifespan and they're not going to live as long as we can live. But they want to give them the best quality of life, and they're willing to try and help them with that. So I think by and large, we have a lot less of that attitude now, and a lot more of, they're my family member, I want to help them as much as I can.
Some of our listeners sending in their text, one saying, many, many years ago, we had two dogs, one ate rat poison and was given blood from the other dog, and they both lived to a healthy age. There's a good story from Catherine. And my dog Ozzy was a blood donor many years ago, and it made the local paper. He's crossed the Rainbow Bridge since then, unfortunately. Loved, as you say. Laura, listen, thank you very much for joining us. It's a pleasure talking to you. That's Laura Cuddy there, Director of Veterinary Specialists Ireland, based in Meath.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.